Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting second. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting third. The second baseman, Woody Held. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tony Martinez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gary Bell. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting second. The center fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting third. The right fielder, Manny Jimenez. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting eighth. The catcher, Billy Bryan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orlando Pena. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Orlando Pena. And now, play ball. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland strikes out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pena fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Causey. The throw from Romano and he is out, Martinez applying the tag. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona strikes out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Cimoli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Charles reaches second base with a double. Seaburn goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Athletics. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kirkland. Lump reaches second base with a double. Charles scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orlando Pena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pena strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Davalillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkland hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0-for-1 in the game. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0-for-1 in the game. Jimenez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Jimenez moves to second. Jack Curtis now pitching. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-1 in the game. Essigian hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimenez scores. Seaburn moves to second. It's 4-0, Athletics. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Held hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Adcock strikes out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Brian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brian is 0-for-1 in the game. Brian takes first base on ball 4. Orlando Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-1 in the game. Peña bunts for an out. Brian moves to second. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Brian moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0-for-2 in the game. Cimoli hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. Cimoli reaches second base with a double. Brian scores. Causey goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Athletics. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jimenez is hit by the pitch. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cimoli scores. Jimenez moves to second. It's 7-0, Athletics. Mudcat Grant now pitching. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Essigian hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimenez scores. Charles moves to second. It's 8-0, Athletics. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-1 in the game. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a pop-up towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Perry now pitching. Billy Brian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brian is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brian hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Orlando Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-1 in the game. Peña strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Causey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry strikes out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davalillo strikes out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-2 in the game. Kirkland hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brian settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Jimenez hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seaburn strikes out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Tardabul now playing center field. Gino Cimolai now playing right field. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Held strikes out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-2 in the game. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Del Greco pinch runs for Chuck Essigian. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Del Greco moves to second. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bryan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Del Greco scores. Lump moves to second. It's 9-0, Athletics. Orlando Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-2 in the game. Peña bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Lump moves to third. Bryan moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Causey hits a pop-up towards short. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cimolai hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lump scores. Bryan moves to third. Peña moves to second. It's 10-0, Athletics. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bryan scores. Peña moves to third. It's 11-0, Athletics. Barry Latman now pitching. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seaburn hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco now playing left field. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-1, Athletics. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-2 in the game. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Luplau pinch hits for Barry Latman. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ron Nischwitz now pitching. Bob Lipsky now catching. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lump hits a pop-up towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-3 in the game. Kirkland takes first base on ball 4. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Held strikes out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-3 in the game. Adcock hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 11-3, Athletics. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-3 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 11, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.